This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. 1 week from today is Bottle Rock. This part of the program brought to you by the California Lottery. Coming up at 9 o'clock and throughout the day, we have Bottle Rock tickets for next Friday's sold-out Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival. Brought to you by presenting sponsor Jam Sellers. You even get passes into the Jam Pad Club Room. Hang out there with Jane for the live broadcast and all the special guests like Michael Franti. 9 o'clock, your first chance to win. The Powerball jackpot, now $228 million. Powerball from the California Lottery. Believe in something bigger. Drawings every Wednesday and Saturday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Bay Club. Start your summer fun today with a three-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started. That's where my family's hanging, the Bay Club.
I don't blame you. It's a nice place to hang. Yep. Lots of stuff for the kid to do.
Fun. Swimming. Yeah. All kinds of exercise. Pretty good stuff. All right, here's what's happening. Prosecutors in Sweden just said that they would drop their rape investigation into Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, who has been hiding in the Ecuadorian embassy for 5 years. Yeah. And this guy is 45 years old. He's been on the run, I think, for 7 years.
Right.
Because the offense actually originally went down in 2010, where two women had accused him of... Let me find the exact spot. Mr. Assange was accused of sexual misconduct by two women in 2010 after a trip to Sweden, prompting prosecutors to open the investigation. Lesser charges were dropped in 2015 because the time limit for the prosecution had passed. But one woman accuses him of rape and doesn't want it dropped.
Right.
In his defense, his lawyer is saying, this was a relationship that the woman had expressed clear desire to be with him.
Mm.
And the two had parted amicably after being together several times. The woman representing the rape victim says, a legal examination of is very important for someone who has been raped, and goes on and on. Sorry, it's
right.
Very wordy, so it's not going to get to the point quickly enough for me to share it.
So even if they sort of absolve him there, or they, you know, let the charges drop, he's still the WikiLeaks guy. You know that Anderson is like in love with him? She goes and sees him all the time.
I don't know that. No,
yeah,
she's in love, like really in love with him.
Like I never get to the story because there's always a giant pile of stuff and I feel like there's so much backstory on him that it's, you know, hard to sort of catch everybody up and then be like, and she visits him. She's always writing stuff about him and there's all these stories about her. She's like in love with him.
So they let her into the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Apparently
so she can have time
with
this dude.
She goes and sees him, yeah.
All right, well, people are waiting outside right now, and I don't know, or this morning, to hear from this guy, to hear what he has to say about the dropped investigation. You'd think this means he's free, but that's not the case. As you just pointed out, he is still a guy who is the WikiLeaks guy. And in London, they said, if he steps foot out of that embassy, we're arresting him.
Mm-hmm.
So this doesn't mean he's free. But in Sweden, where the whole thing started, they've dropped the case. Okay?
Okay.
Food. You love it.
Oh, my God. You got any?
I don't.
That's too bad.
This is one of those weird situations where people don't want to eat bread, so they look for a different bun to use for their sandwich.
Is this like the no carb or the gluten free
people? Something like
people
that, right.
Whoever.
They say here that we've already seen KFC using fried chicken as buns, or
that seems better.
Taco Bell using fried chicken as a taco shell. The latest is the Fresno Grizzlies minor league team in California is selling a chicken sandwich at their ballpark using a giant pickle as the bun.
Oh, so they split the pickle and put the hot dog right inside there.
The pickle is cut in half, just like a big hoagie roll.
Uh-huh.
That's and a bunch of Nashville pickles. Hot chicken is dumped inside.
Oh, chicken, not a hot dog.
It's chicken.
Mm. Huh. I'll try it.
You'll try it.
I actually like when people do the lettuce thing. Like I find that, you know, that seems like a nice alternative.
We were at our friends having dinner good. Two weeks ago, and Emily used a lettuce bun, and it didn't even really seem weird.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
So there's
that.
There's the pickle with the chicken.
Yeah, I'm not eating
that thing. That's a gigantic pickle. There's only so much pickle I can eat.
Yeah, because it's really pickles aren't even food.
They're good. I do like pickles.
Yeah, but they're really not food.
Yeah. Well, right. They're more like a garnish.
Like a weird garnish you'll take a bite of with your sandwich or something, but you don't want.
I eat them alone. I do like sweet.
You walk up to the fridge, open the jar of pickles, and walk away with a whole
Absolutely.
Pickle.
Absolutely, but they're usually sliced.
Like
in
a
long
spear,
way.
Mm-hmm. And dill spear.
Are cucumbers food?
Cucumbers are food, but they're more, but not like a solo food. They're in a salad or in,
right.
You know, whatever.
How about cucumbers with salt? Is that a solo food?
Are you on a diet then? Is that?
Are you doing that?
Persians do that. It's a big Persian snack.
So you take a cucumber slice, like a little...
No, you take a full cucumber.
Yeah.
The whole.
Do you peel it?
Yeah, no, just the top, and you pour a little bit of salt. You take a bite, pour a little bit of salt.
Yeah, but is it peeled, or is it the dark green on the outside?
Most of the time, I've seen it with the dark green on the outside.
Well, it's easier to handle that way because
it's
less slippery and wet.
So are you eating the meat out of the middle and leaving that skin sort of as you work your way down?
You can eat it.
You eat it. Oh, okay.
Skin of the cucumber.
So do you don't do that?
I do that, yeah. Okay. That's why I was saying, you know, you guys are saying pickle's not a real, like...
I like the little cucumber salad that they give you at a Thai place or at a sushi place sometimes. I like that. It's nice.
I hate to blame mom for dad's bad behavior here, but I have to believe she knows dad's going to get himself into trouble here. A 35-year-old dad from Cleveland named Brian Olmsted was at Disney World with his family on Sunday and took their young son back to their resort in a stroller while his wife stayed to hang out. Okay, so he leaves the wife behind.
Honey, I'm going to put this kid down for a nap. You have fun.
Once back at the resort, he proceeded to get wasted at the poolside bar and left the kid sitting there in the sun.
Is it a baby?
I don't have the kid's age here.
Because a kid your age would be like, I'm getting out of this stroller.
Oh, the 3-year-old kid.
Right.
Thought you meant a kid, 48-year-old kid.
No, a kid your kid's age.
Right. Got it.
A kid your age. Oops.
The hotel got at least 11 complaints about this dude. People said he was pushing the stroller through the lobby and ramming it into people. Oh. He was shouting racial slurs.
Oh, my God.
They finally decided to escort him back to his room. But then he showed back up in the food court and started threatening people.
Kid with him the whole time.
I don't know if he brought the kid back to...
So we're blaming the mom for this.
Well, I'm not trying to blame the mom. Obviously, he has to be responsible for his behavior. But if this derelict...
Oh, you fathered...
Is this his first time?
Can it be?
That's what I'm saying. Is it the first time this guy's displayed this type of behavior? Once the police got there, they realized the kid was sunburned. And had been sitting in a dirty diaper for several hours.
Oh, so he is a little kid. Yeah.
The dad also threatened a cop on his way to jail.
Great.
He's facing child neglect charges. I guess mom has to leave that guy, right?
If she's smart.
I mean, really.
There are people who stay with these idiots. They're also idiots. I guess idiots marry each other.
Right. New emojis are coming.
Oh.
You'll be able to find emoji with hair just like yours soon. Blonde, brown, black straight hair. Actually, those are the only options. So unless you've got that, then you're out.
So redheads.
What are the other choices?
That's it. Blonde, brown.
That's it.
Black straight hair.
That's all they're able to come up with.
The group that regulates the official set of emojis. What the? Announced they're strongly considering adding emojis with curly hair, white hair, red hair, and a bald head.
They should do blue, yellow, purple.
To their 2018 set.
You know,
aren't
green.
They already bald? Oh, I guess they mean like the little...
They have an old dude with tufts on the side.
Well, you'll start to see these new hair emojis very soon.
Okay, thanks.
I didn't know there was an approval process, but it seems there is.
You know, the problem with all these emojis is that they're not getting rid of the useless ones. There's just so many emojis that when you go looking through, I just give up and wind up just picking something not even related. I'm just like, I can't go any further in this, you know, X in a box. There it is. Like, let's get rid of that one, you know?
Oh, they're cute. All right.
Oh, they are cute.
They're more faces and not those bogus yellow.
Can I pick the eye color, too?
I don't think so, Sarah.
What's up with the lady who has blue hair?
Don't
there?
Be so picky.
Okay, you're right. All right. I gotta just stop it.
Before they get the faces, you're gonna see this summer zombies, a giraffe, a sandwich, and lots of other new faces.
So zombies.
New emojis coming. You'll love the zombie, right?
I will.
You're a big fan.
It's true.
Beauty sleep is real.
Well,
no, it is.
If you get the right amount of sleep, it's great. But the thing about if you sleep too long, you've always slept wrong on your face. Like sometimes I wake up in the morning, I've clearly been sleeping on this cheek like this, and I have this huge line going right down the side of my nose.
It goes away eventually.
Yeah, but not. It won't. You know, that's where there'll be a wrinkle. I'll have like two huge lines right here.
Researchers, well, you stay in bed far too long.
So.
But that's
my beauty
why.
Sleep.
No,
it's real,
they're
Vinny.
They're talking about researchers out of Sweden took photos of people after two good nights sleep, and also after two nights of only 4 hours sleep, and then had strangers rank how they looked, and for sure, people fared better after two solid good nights sleep.
Yeah,
but not the 15 hours you like to do the marathon nonsense you're up to.
Got to catch up.
It's wrong.
Got to catch up on it.
1 o'clock. Who gets up at 1 in the afternoon? I know it's so dumb, though.
It's hard for me though. Now I find myself getting up earlier and earlier. They say the older you get, the less sleep you can get. I used to just not even wake up until noon.
Right. And now it's ridiculous.
Now sometimes I just get up at 7. I'm like, well, I'm wide awake. What am I gonna do?
Oh,
I'm waking up just as you're getting down to business.
Get out of here. That's just a rumor.
Oh, I wonder what Vinny's doing right now. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. I'm not going to wonder anymore.
That's just a
really,
rumor
just a
you
rumor?
Started. 7-Eleven is running its Bring Your Own Cup Slurpee deal tomorrow and today and Saturday.
This is when you bring a bucket.
Yep.
You can empty
You can bring
Slurpee
any
machine.
Container and fill it for $1.50.
Oh. If only I liked Slurpees.
Oh, they say that the container has to have a diameter of under 10 inches.
Oh.
So you can't bring... The car wash, but the bucket used to wash the car, I guess.
You know, though, a diameter of 10 inches, no problem. I'll grab some irrigation pipe, and I'll cut a 4-foot length of it, and I'll put something on the bottom, put one of those little caps on there, and I'll fill that sucker up. I'm crafty. I am going to get all the Slurpee I can get. What flavors are there?
I don't know. I just wanted to...
Have you had a Slurpee in recent memory?
No, not even.
You take your daughter to 7-Eleven for Slurpee on 7-Eleven? That's coming up.
No.
She take her, get her free Slurpee.
She doesn't need
Kids that. Love Slurpees.
Bad.
Oh my God.
No thanks.
Bad my kids love, I remember they would come home with a 7-Eleven near my house. They'd be like, Mom, can I please have $2? I want to go get a Slurpee. I want to get a Slurpee. It's so hot out. Can we go get Slurpees? I'd be like, look at it. Their little faces. They just want Slurpees. Little freckles. I'm like, here you go. Go get a Slurpee. And can I get a Slim Jim? Can I get a Slim Jim? All right.
Slurpees and Slim Jims, huh?
That is parenting for you right there.
This upcoming weekend, everyone, is the 106th running of the Beta Breakers.
Oh.
What's Wanted it called to mention, this year?
What? What's called the Beta Breakers? The 106th running of the Bay to Breakers.
Does it have a special, like, you know, subtitle every
it's
year?
It's called the something-something Beta Breakers usually, isn't it?
Oh, like if it has a sponsor?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know who's picking up the tab looks this like year around.
Alaska Airlines beta breaker.
There you go.
Okay.
Have fun, everyone. It's going to be a hot one.
Yeah. Didn't we host the 86th running of that?
I don't know what that one was, but that was super fun.
Mm-hmm. We missed all our cues to get on TV, but we were having a ball.
I love that the camera came on and all of us...
We're facing away.
We're looking down onto the people throwing taco shells at people. Me and Johnny and you.
Yep. Johnny Mosley was hosting.
What year was this?
It was either 97 or 98.
Mm.
So either the 86th or the 87th running or thereabouts.
I would do some text now, but I'm out of time. I'll read those next after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.